I was a nurse in Vietnam in 1968-69. I went into the military right out of nurses training. I graduated in 67 from a diploma school, went to basic training in Sam Houston, Texas, then was assigned to the Presidio right here in San Francisco area for an operating room nurses course. That was supposed to be 8 months long. Because of the war, they shortened it to 4 months, and I went overseas. So I was in country on my 22nd birthday.
You were pretty young then.
Yep. Yeah, and that turns out to be the average age of a nurse, Army nurse, in Vietnam was 23.3 or something like that. Yeah.
Amazing.
With less than 2 years' experience.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, what kind of a setting were you in there?
I was in two different settings, in I Corps, which they call the top level, closest to the DMZ. I was in a larger hospital. It was called Second Surge, but by the time I got there, there was already 300 beds. And the war was really amping. It was 1968. Half of the names that are on the wall from mortality is from 1968. So the war was really going, and they kept building. And that was, I had a fixed BOQ, they called it, Bachelor Officers Quarters. So I had a room made of plywood, and there were four operating rooms. The hospital was over 300 beds. It got very big, very fast. Lots of casualties. Yeah.
So what was an average day for you?
Average day is 12 hours, maybe longer, 6 days a week. On the seventh day, you were supposed to be off, but if they needed you, they called you in. Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, what were you doing on that average day?
I was specifically an operating room nurse, but because I'd had some emergency room experience at LA County General when I was in training, I crossed over, and I did, because I was a second lieutenant, I got more night shifts. That's what happens, bottom of the rung. But you get more casualties at night, so I would switch over and go in and triage in the emergency room and then take them over to the OR, sometimes be scrubbed in, sometimes be circulating. So it just was a matter of where I was needed. That's kind of how I did it. Yeah.
Okay. And how did that experience change you being over there?
Oh, wow. It changed a lot in the beginning. I think within 3 weeks of being there, I was questioning why we were there. I saw the numbers of people that weren't making it and the amount of casualties and the kind of casualties. It was, and I'd trained at LA County, so I'd seen a lot of gunshot wounds. I thought I was going to be prepared, you know, as a nurse, and I wasn't. I felt like I wasn't. I had to learn really fast.